At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
You are listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcast.
Hi, my name is Disha Oberoi and welcome to Nutrition Secrets with Ryan Fernando Season 2. You know, we've had such a fantastic response to Season 1. We've been getting questions from you across our social media platforms. And we've decided now that this season, Season 2, is going to be your season, your questions, your queries answered by the expert himself, Ryan Fernando. So Ryan, let's get started. Here's the first question that's come to us.
Is there a way you can maybe, in a blanket approach, tell people how they can up nutrition in their daily diet? See, this is a slightly longer process, but if I want to do something right away to just increase nutrient food.
Very easy. In fact, Disha, I think that's probably the most astute question I got at the start of this year. Because everyone asks me, do I do a diet? And the most correct question is, what small changes can I make to my life to nutritionally pack my diet? So let's break this down. Let's peel the layers of the banana. Here's the thing. Layer one, most of us who are living healthy have a healthy weight, right? There is no issue. You want to bump up your nutrition, do a blood test, check your vitamins and minerals. If all is good, then continue doing what you're doing. If your vitamins and minerals are low, check up what foods could be enriched. For example, I did a blood test last year and my vitamin B6 and B9 was low. So I know that pistas and green leafy vegetables are really good to bump up my B6 and B9 levels. So I started adding more chopped spinach in my soup. I started consciously eating pistas, 8 to 10 pieces every day. So I made small changes. So the game plan for everyone out there is, you know, most nutritionists say, eat an avocado, don't eat this, do that. I do believe that no one size fits all. So what I tell people, equip yourself with this. Aim to have 5 servings of fruits a day. Not all 5 bananas, Disha.
That's going to come back.
You want to mix it up. You want to mix it up. Okay. If you can't do 5 fruits a day, ask yourself, have I hit 3 fruits a day? So let me give you my honest example. Today, I did 4 oranges in the morning. Oh my dear, I've not had any other fruit after that. Suddenly I've realized I've not met my quota of enough of fruit. Now, 4 oranges, I just said, don't do 4 oranges. I did 4 oranges because I did an orange juice. It's the COVID period. So I want the immune boosting. I want high vitamin C. So instead of taking a vitamin C pill, I'm taking 4 beautiful oranges. But then I ran 2.5 kilometers in the gym to burn that off today. My point to people is that it's very, very easy to go berserk with fruit juices. Eat a fruit. Vegetable could be your better option. You know, we Indians have loads and loads of sabzi. Change your sabzi serving to your rice serving. Drop your rice serving to your sabzi serving of 2020. Make sense?
Wow. So there's a large portion of sabzi and just a little bit of rice on the side.
Correct. And I think that's going to really nutrify your diet. Another thing that I did, Disha, was...
But that's so smart, Ryan. You've just changed the portion of the exact same meal that people are already eating. And that's a little hack. You don't have to add, delete, nothing. It's just rearrangement.
It's just a little bit of rearrangement. And I'm writing this article right now, which says that you don't need to change your diet. You need to change your food behavior. The food choices. Food behavior and food choices are the two driving factors for good health or bad health. So to nutrify your diet, what I did is I went out and bought a cold press juicer. Now, I did it because, not because I didn't like the juice that came out of the normal old Sumit mixer. You know, I got this workhorse Sumit mixer. That thing blows up everything. And if you don't know what's a Sumit mixer, then you're not from my generation.
It's like a rocket launch every time the mixer's on.
Yeah, it's like, and it, you have to hold that lid because it pops off, okay? And then you're cursing and swearing because half the kitchen is filled in green gunk, which is lettuce, which is kale, which is you know, a little bit of celery, some carrot, some beetroot. Now, I got a cold press juicer because it kind of teases me when I walk into the kitchen. Like I can hear it calling out to me. You bought me, but you're insulting me by not using me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, you know what? Twice a week, thrice a week, I put on that cold press juicer. And my wife always says to me, you just make too much of juice for everybody. I'm like, look at the nutrition. You know, it's got celery, it's got cabbage, it's got kale, it's got everything. And I'm like, listen, we live in 2021. It's normal times. We're going to order out. We're going to eat out. We're not going to have 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. We are going to be in discipline. So maybe once or twice a week, make merry and give some prasad to your body. This is what I believe would be something that a healthy family could do. And for those of you who have not realized, and those of you who have family and children living with you, food theater is the best way of engaging with your loved ones and communicating. You know, I've started working with my kid in terms of just cold pressing stuff. And he wants to do the weirdest things. He wants to mix muskmelon with broccoli. I mean, I couldn't find it anywhere when we did it. And he was like, Papa, that's not really tasty. I'm like, but you recommended it. So then I went on to explain to him what's taste and what's, you know, sugar and why sugar is not good for your health. And I think for those of you listening in, you believe in nutrition. The only way you can be a brand ambassador about nutrition yourself to your family is involve your family with the theater of nutrifying your diet by just doing small things like cutting up salads, cold pressed juicing, maybe microgreens, sprouts, just small things like that. And you know, there's so much of technology and websites out there. You'll go crazy how healthy they're
Body
trying
activities. They're quite engaging and they're involving. It gets everybody involved.
Yeah. So just get that, and I think you'll get to the next level.
Ryan, should people count calories?
Yes and no. You know, if you're an Olympic level athlete, you have to count calories because you want performance at the end of the day. I have this video of Virat Kohli proudly measuring 100 grams of oats, and Anushka is teasing him on the Instagram video saying, I know how much you like hundreds, you know. And my direction to him was 100 grams of oatmeal. And he's like, well, why do I need to do that? But then I explained to him how I balanced his entire nutrition plan for the day. And the biggest issue with the times that we live in is the excess of food, the availability of food, the affordability of food, the ease of ordering food. Food is at my beck and call. It's a food orgasm 24/7 as we live in 2021 and go forward. So there is no austerity. Austerity means a humbleness towards what I put into my mouth. There is no lesser carbon footprint. You know, I was at the airport last year and somebody said, sir, you're overweight. I said, no way. My BMI is 20.8. It's a perfect BMI. And no, your baggage is overweight. I'm like, did you see the dude behind me? He's like 105 kgs and I'm a cool 30 kgs lighter than him. And you're saying I'm underweight. So I do believe that airlines need to charge people by making them stand on the weighing scale and the baggage. Now, why am I going with this thought process? Your carbon footprint on the planet. If you are overweight, you are going to overconsume calories. If you are going to overconsume calories, you are overeating food that has to be grown on the planet, which needs water, insecticides, fertilizers, and puts a carbon footprint on the planet. Not to mention maybe millions of people not getting 3 square meals a day. So eating to a certain level is very, very important. And therefore, I believe calorie counting should not be done from a weight loss perspective, but from an ethical standpoint of, are you crapping on the planet? And that's my perspective in 2021 to anybody who's out there.
That's a profound answer to a very straight up question, Ryan, about should I count calories or not? And you're like, no. Not about the weight loss. Okay, so that's the way we look at it. But, you know, 2021, people, I think, are going to explode from the seams. They're going to be traveling quite a bit. 2020 had subdued everybody. Now, once you start traveling, following a meal plan is quite challenging for various reasons. How does one tackle that? Or do you just treat that like a cheat phase and move on?
This is the tough one, okay? Because you've got different types of travelers. You've got the recreational traveler. You've got the serious traveler. The recreational traveler is somebody going on a holiday. Yeah. And when I'm saying you're on a holiday, most people holiday for a max of 14 days, right? If you've been good, like if Santa says, have you been a good girl, Disha? And you say, yes, Santa, I followed 330 days of the year, all my nutrition that Ryan gave me, and I've been so, so good. I've not cheated. I've not had too many sweets. I've not had too many junk meals, then you know what? You're entitled in the travel period to go berserk, eat, explore. But you know, Disha, yesterday in the morning, I was on call with two senior doctors in America, and they're from the leading cancer institute in America. And one was a gastroenterologist, and the other was an oncologist, and both were this practicing institute. And I asked them, I said, "Docs, what's the number one problem with people getting colon cancer, cancer of the gut?" And they said, "Alcohol and the bad food that people eat when they travel." So I said, "What do you mean by that?" It's like people who travel eat outside food, and outside food is cooked with a profit line in mind, not a nutrition line in mind. So when you travel, like I travel a lot, I stick to the basics. I stick to the basics like curd rice. No, it sounds boring because I'm a serious traveler. I travel for business. I travel to meet my clients. I don't travel on pleasure. When I travel on pleasure, you will find me in a beach shack in Goa eating the most sinful food. And people have come up to me and says, "Aren't you Ryan Fernando?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm on a holiday and I'm on my cheat meal." But the fact of the matter is this. When you are traveling, your hotel, if it's a good hotel, can prepare the food that you want. So either become more aware of what's comfortable on your gut, become more aware of how much you eat. Remember, hotels always give you extra portions. So when I travel, and let's say I stay at the Radisson or the Leela's or the Taj, what I do is I call up in advance and I tell the chef, "This is the amount of oatmeal I want in the morning. This is the amount of rice I need if I'm having a lunch meeting at the hotel. And for dinner, this is the amount of chicken or fish, and this is the amount of salad." So I kind of tell that. When clients come to me, I give them a nutrition plan with this exact direction. Or if they're lucky enough, like they're traveling somewhere. Sorry, I have a family gone off to Dubai, and the first 3 days they're staying at the Oberoi. The next 3 days they're staying at the Ritz-Carlton. We've got both the menus for the family, and we're now advising them what to do. But if you don't have Ryan Fernando with you, the simplest thing you can do is eat to your heart's content. Always remember the size of your heart. The size of your heart is the size of your fist. Keep portion control when you travel. Try and look at meals that are more natural. Be careful of food poisoning. So don't go for exotic stuff. Like, I made the most stupid mistake on the planet. I feel like punching myself because on Saturday, I ate a fish in Bangalore. The sea is nowhere close. Yep. And we're in COVID time. I was like, I am such an idiot.
But you're a Goan at heart, Ryan. What could you
do? I know. That's the whole point. I wish you could come across the screen and punch me in the nose right now, because that's a rookie mistake. When you travel, when you go out and you eat a food that's not native to that, it's going to be spoiled. It's going to affect your gut. So forget about fat gain. What about taking care of your stomach when you travel? So eat a little more simpler when you travel. If you want to be exotic, take a probiotic along with you to protect it. Probiotics are good bacteria. So you could take a capsule of 50 billion, anywhere from 4 billion to 50 billion. Get your family doctor's advice. Get your family nutritionist's advice. They could prescribe this to you. So when you're on tour and gorging yourself, you know, you're having this stuff. And always tell people, when you travel, you get chance to walk in airports. I see everyone in the airport sitting down, slouched in those airport seats. If you find me at an airport, I'm always pacing up and down and talking to people. Because I'm pacing up and down because I know that previous day, my clients have taken me out. I've eaten the wrong food. I need to walk off those calories. So you can burn. And I have actually burned at Delhi airport. I remember 22,000 steps waiting for a flight.
22,000 steps?
Because my flight was delayed for 4 hours. I just kept walking and walking and walking and walking. So the point I'm trying to make to you over here is this. You have to take control of the choice. Go to the hotel, know in advance what you want to eat. If you're winging it, you're going to get a winged result in your body. And I hope your stomach's tough enough to get that in. When you come back from your vacation, go all out on your workout regime, walking, get nutritionally correct for the next 3 weeks to reheal your stomach, get it back in place. Many of us are born with ironclad stomachs. It's not an issue. What you could do is after you come back from recreational travel, a week later, do a blood test and see if your parameters of cholesterol and all have gone haywire, because that could be a wake-up call to tell you, hey, buddy, get your act in place. For the serious business travelers and the serious athletes that travel 24/7, you don't have an option. Get a nutritionist as your coach, because he or she is going to have to give you a plan to keep you sane, because if you're going to be traveling 30% of the year, you're seriously damaging your body with restaurant food and outside food. So get cracking with a good nutritionist who will guide you on your choices when you travel to that hotel.
Thank you for that. This is Nutrition Secrets with Ryan Fernando Season 2. And let me remind you, this season is your season. After the astounding response to Season 1, questions, queries, concerns that have been coming in through you on our social media handles will be answered by Ryan Fernando in yet another episode. We'll catch you then. I'm Disha Oberoi.
You were listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcasts.